Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chuck and Bertrand and Evelyn, your calls are coming up here after this quick break that's in about 5 minutes. Last hour, I was getting into a whole bunch of mainstream news articles about how Kellogg Brown and Root, the subsidiary of Halliburton that was in the Chicago Tribune in the kidnapping rings involved, and they actually just go around the whole villages and use them as slaves or sell them, sex slavery, all of it. Mainstream news, they are going to run domestic FEMA camps for, quote, during national emergencies. They've got all the police dressed up in these Darth Vader outfits to intimidate us, and they're trying to turn the police into these attack dogs, telling them it's macho, but a lot of cops, thank God, aren't buying into it. And I want to get into how this is so fascistic, you know, how controlling this is. We'll do that after the break, and how they arrested Sidney Sheehan last night, just another indicator of this police state. And then I want to play some more clips of Bush's speech and just how it's all complete fraud. We have also a guest coming up about how they're trying to pass laws at the state and federal level where if you don't vaccinate and your kid ever gets sick, then they charge you as a criminal. But then they get vaccine liability protection to the companies. It's very frightening. Let's just go to calls right now. Chuck in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Alex. I've been trying to get a hold of you for many weeks here. I have kind of like an off-the-wall question. Okay, a friend of mine's in the Navy, okay, and he's telling me all our ships are painted with lead-based paint, and yet it's been outlawed in America. And my question was, does lead-based paint provide a resistance against some radiation fallout that they don't want us to have that protection?
Well, lead-based paint, number one, I don't know if the Navy still uses lead-based paint. Number two, it just lasts a lot longer. It's a metal, so it lasts, what do they say, like three times longer than a lot of these paints they use today. And I have also heard that that sensors have trouble, a little bit more trouble going through heavy lead-based paint. I don't know. So I'm ignorant of that, so I really can't answer your question.
Okay, but if you would maybe check into it sometime and get back to us on air later, I would definitely appreciate it, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet. I appreciate your call, Chuck. You sound like a smart guy to me. I bet you can find out for me. No, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know how.
No, I'm going to try because, you know, I into OSHPOD work with hospitals and stuff like that, so I may be able to. If I can, I will.
Okay.
Well, I don't have security clearances and contacts like you do.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate the call. I'll try to answer that. Listen, I know this. The governments of the world are the biggest polluters, bar none. And I know that basically Area 51 has a lot more to do with toxic waste than it does with ray guns. I mean, they admit that it's just masses of toxic waste is dumped out there. And so that's a big part of it. But then it's the government that's going to take all your rights to keep you safe from environmental degradation. Oh, we'll take your ranch to build a hotel on it. That will save Mother Earth. But meanwhile, we'll let Monsanto go around planting genetically engineered crops that then take over the entire biosphere. It doesn't matter if all these top scientists say it's totally deadly and dangerous. We'll just do that. Or, you know, the Russian government's all for Kyoto Protocol, but they don't have to make any cuts, and they routinely dump nuclear reactors in major bodies of water in their country that are used as reservoirs. Again, it's craziness. Here, let's just throw an old reactor in a lake, and then we'll drink it. It's like our government using DU when they know it's radioactive and deadly poison. I mean, deadly, deadly, deadly. And they use it knowing it's going to... Well, from the first Gulf War, the Burke deformities are triple what it is in any other population. And it's now the numbers are coming out 3 years into Iraq. It's even worse. So, again, it's a crazy disconnect. We'll come back after this quick break. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me talk a little bit more about Halliburton and its FEMA camps. And then we'll go to Bertrand and Evelyn, and I think that'll probably be it for calls today because I've got a guest coming up in about 12 minutes or so, and I want to air a couple audio clips here as well. But at the end of the last hour, I read the article, Halliburton Detention Camps for Political Subversives by Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. But it actually says that in the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press in the articles that we got this from. It says, oh, to deal with illegal aliens, to put them in it. But we know Bush wants total blanket amnesty. It's what he called for last night. His guest worker program is total amnesty. But he says, we must reject amnesty and have the guest worker program, which was written by the Democrats, and which admittedly is total amnesty. We've read the bill on air. But it's like the NSA chief on at the National Press Club last week saying, no, the Fourth Amendment does not say probable cause. No, it doesn't. And then you go read it, and it does. Then they just count on you not going and checking it out. But what's so scary about Halliburton doing this is its subsidiary, Kellogg Brown and Root, has been in the foreign press and in the Chicago Tribune, of all places. Even the governor of Illinois criticized them. They have lobbyists in D.C. lobbying to keep the Pentagon from enforcing existing law against their contractors engaged in white slavery in Europe and Asia and Central Asia and the Middle East. Now, the same people involved in this, see, it just can't happen over there. It's going to happen over here. That's just all a training camp over there. That's all a big simulation. That's a laboratory. They call Iraq a laboratory. They call Serbia a laboratory. And yes, you didn't tune into the Outer Limits of the Twilight Zone. Yes, I said concentration camps run by people that run child kidnapping rings. And yes, I'll be here saying it, God willing, tomorrow and a month from now, just like I was saying it 5 years. And how do I get away with it? Just because you don't believe it? Because it's true. That's why. Because the truth stands. That's the absolute defense to libel and slander. That's why I was here 12 years ago, and God willing, I'll be here in 12 years. And the only reason I say that is because I know some of you are just going, that ain't true, because you're a new listener. Believe me, Jack, it's true. The veneer of civilization is very, very thin. Life is extremely cheap. There's 6.5 billion people on the face of the globe right now. And every time I say that, I get an email going, it's 6,200,000,000. That's old numbers. It's 6.5 billion now. That's the official numbers. Probably higher. And some say it could be really near 7 billion. It's that many people. And life is the cheapest thing out there. And folks, the globalists openly have written 100 policy reports, plus I've read on air, where they say they're going to use terrorism to hurt us into compact cities, they're going to have controlled plagues, and they're going to exterminate us. And they're going to use one-child policy and other things to do it. And they mean it. And this isn't a joke. And believe me, this is the real world, and I'm sorry, brutal, cold-blooded killers are in control. They're in control because they are ruthless and because you and our forefathers have become gullible and soft. You know, when I'm at the mall or I'm in a store, I was in a store last night, and I was just looking at how self-centered and happy and goofy and simple 45-year-old men were, 18-year-old women. It didn't matter, and you can stop and try to talk to them. It's just all they're thinking about is how to act cool and how to have status, and they're like in their own little bubbles. They don't know how raw and brutal and savage the world is. They don't know all of our forefathers and foremothers who fought and died to have a little bit of freedom. They don't know about how freedom is always a struggle and fought for bloodily. It's blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, just struggles, back-breaking struggles to have a little bit of freedom. How rare it is. And people just don't know. They just don't know. And they're so gullible. They're so childlike. They're so innocent. They're so simple-minded. They can't even fathom how evil the elite is, how bloodthirsty they are. Because a normal person couldn't be in these elite positions and do the evil things they do and survive. You would self-destruct. A normal person would fall apart if you have a conscience, if you're normal, if you're connected in with God, if you're connected in with decency and love and beauty, if you have a soft heart. No, the elite actually enjoy what they do. And listen to me, you know in your guts out there listening, unless you've totally been blinded, unless your heart's totally, totally hard, you know what I'm saying is true. I want you to go check out the facts of what I'm claiming and find out it is true for yourself. But you already know in your guts, in your soul, in your heart, in that hidden place, deep down, police officers, military, school teachers, bureaucrats, doctors, lawyers listening right now, you already have seen enough of what I'm saying for yourself. You already can feel it. Already your human instinct for survival is telling you, listen to him. Listen to Alex Jones. He's warning you. He speaks the truth. You know there's veritas. So I beg you to do more than just sit there idly by. It happens to so many civilizations. It happens to the majority of countries. In fact, it happens to all of them over time. Guaranteed. Evil takes over, it mass murders and does horrible things. Why? Because that's the nature. Because evil is a real thing. Because control freaks love to do bad things. Because smart serial killers team up together to feed on us. They have organizations. They work together. Donald Rumsfeld is a psychopath. He's a killer. He gets off on it. You can see him when he talks about torture, the smirk, the smile, the licking of the lips. He's on a power trip. The man is darkness. He is evil. He's one of the most evil people I've ever looked at. He radiates evil. But I don't have to go off of his looks. Oh, the looks do match. There are some people who are evil who radiate the opposite. It's his actions. The man is a wrecking ball. They love it. And when you start understanding that, when you realize, you know, why do serial killers do what they do? Why do evil people do what they do? Because they're evil. That's what they do. That's who they are. So we have Halliburton now is in a first installment, $385 million a year to build and refurbish and expand emergency centers all over the United States for national emergencies. And again, who's going to run the camps? The very divisions of Kellogg, Brown, and Root that run the slave camps in Europe and in Asia, and in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. I mean, God help us. And it's peopled, these divisions are peopled by the jail guards that have washed up, the jail guards that got fired, the jail guards that like to abuse, the jail guards who were so bad, they got written up or lost their job. They're all being recruited. They're having sergeant's bars slapped on their arms, and heaven help us. These are Mingalas. Mingalas who have grown fat on the blood of people overseas, and they want to do it here. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. It's happening. And the whole economy is being handed over to their cronies. Death squad commanders are being made the heads of the federal agencies. Negroponte, Chertoff, others. These men are literal ringwraiths. These men are dark generals. These men are evil incarnate. Palpable evil. I look at them and I shiver. I know our enemy. You can look at them. They are energized with power. Dark power. They can't wait. You are the target. Do not make any mistake. Everywhere they go, they slaughter, they rape, they murder, they target the innocents, and they're trying to give you their taste. They're trying to take the cops and the military and the media, and they go on TV and say we can torture children, and the sitcoms and the dramas all promote it in unison together, trying to sell us on the climate they want to live in. They're trying to turn our world into hell because that's what they like, because that's what they are. They're from hell. Do you understand that? And they're scared of you getting involved, and they're scared of you being powerful and bringing them to justice. You think we have a shiver when we look at them and know what they are? They shiver when they see us because we're the opposite of them. And for everything that's beautiful and everything that's sweet and everything that's dear and everything that's innocent and everything that is wholesome and everything that is pure and everything that is dynamic and creative and vibrant and wonderful, everything good is in the balance. They are raping and destroying the very fabric of life on the planet with genetic engineering. They are warping the human species. They are poisoning. They are diseasing. It is their nature. And if you won't ride out on the field in your one life to live in that vapor that vanishes in the dawn that is life, if you won't be counted now, you are going to be fed to this machine. Let me tell you something. The people that serve it, the people that make jokes about it, the people that say, it's not true, the people who don't stand up against evil, you're the first that are going into the furnace. And I don't mean when you die some hell. I mean in the tyranny of today. And let me tell the minions of this system, those that willingly serve it. I've looked at history. I've studied it. You are in the greatest danger. You think you're safe under the black wings of your king. You think you're safe under the towers of the New World Order. You think you're safe in your dark regalia. You are the first to be used. You are the first to be mistrusted by your masters. You are the first. It is the elite's pleasure to crush their servants. They are afraid of you even more than they're afraid of me, because they know that you'll stab them in the back in a minute just to get power. They know that you don't want to be their apprentice. They know that you don't want to go along with them. So let me tell you something, evil psychopaths out there listening to me right now. You're the first to go. So you just huddle up underneath those black wings. You be part of that little brood. You think you're safe. Let me tell you something, you're going to pay in this life. It's 110% guaranteed.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
By the way, if you want Tex Mars Codex Magica, over 1,000 photos and documents showing the elite flashing their gang signs, that's really what it is. It's gang signs. Their whole little form of communication. You'll see them on TV all the time, just flashing to each other, laughing. Ah, the slaves are our slaves. I mean, they even have little hand signs for that. We have Codex Magica, and we have a deal where you basically get half off of my new film, The Order of Death, when you get Codex Magica from us. So take advantage of that deal at Infowars.com. I know we got a few callers I said I'd get to, like Bertrand and Evelyn, and we'll get to you guys before this hour ends if you want to hold it. If not, you can make the jump into hyperspace. But I canceled two guests today, and then I kind of pushed this one back, and I apologize. I just, with Halliburton openly announcing that they're going to have domestic concentration camps, I mean, that's mainstream news. I had to talk about that. There's so much happening. But Eileen Daneman has a long bio here. She does a lot of great work. We'll tell you about some of their websites and what they do. She's the director of the National Coalition of Organized Women and co-founder of ProgressiveConvergence.com. And, you know, she gets into how there's all these different factors. She was talking about an Iowa bill trying to basically force you to take vaccines and some of the other things that are happening. So I wanted her to give you an update on some of the other police state things that are developing, going on. But it's nice to have you on with us.
Hello.
You heard me just mention Halliburton's concentration camps. Were you aware of that?
No. Give me a little rundown on that. Is that where the wires are going inward so people can't get out?
Well, I mean, it's in the Houston Chronicle and AP and other publications that they're going to build national emergency camps to keep us all safe in. And, Kellogg, Brown, and Rube's going to run that.
Is that for the flu pandemic, or what's that one for?
Whatever it's for, but, I mean, it just isn't this great.
Well, did you see the New York Times on Sunday?
What particular article?
Well, it was by this it was New York Times Magazine, and it was about the flu of the avian flu virus that the CDC dug up the body and recreated the actual Spanish flu that killed billions of people.
Sure, I knew they dug it up 5 years ago, and then of course magically now it's threatening us. But I didn't know the New York Times would report on it.
Big time, New York Times, and what it said basically, to give you the layman's version of it, okay, is that they dug it up, okay, they recreated it, and now they're experimenting with it by merging it with a ordinary flu, okay? Now, this supposedly Spanish flu that kills billions of people cannot jump really to human species, and what really caused it was the eating of chickens. And because it's sort of like AIDS, it has to go through like fluids, you know, and carcasses and such.
Mm-hmm.
But what the CDC is doing with their reconstruction is that it's actually merging two viruses, that Spanish flu.
Well, I was aware of what they were doing. I just didn't know it had been in the New York Times.
New York Times, Sunday, big time, great article.
And then, of course, the big Republican Party strategy document that's been circulating around says they need terror attacks or a major disaster to get their agenda back on top.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've got in March, you know, I do astrology, and I'm thinking March is the day. I don't know whether we're going to see a bombing of the Super Bowl, and then we can, like, level Iran, you know, or we're going to see now, Joyce Riley just told me that chickens, they've actually accepted that we're going to accept chickens from China. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, that's really great, chickens from China. We can, maybe stick this avian flu in the chickens from China, and then we can blame China for it.
We've got to give up all of our liberties and freedoms, but we're going to take chickens from China. Specifically, I wanted to get you on about House Bill 368 limits religious freedom and how they're going to try to force people to take vaccines.
Okay, I got to alert your people. This is what's happening deep, 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 okay? And this is going in other states and everything. Okay, what is really going on here? I spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. What's really going on here is that the healthcare megaplex, which would be the pharmaceuticals and the healthcare industry and the Congress and all that, they're going to be creating a protocol that if you don't, like, say, for instance, you're 65 years old, you say, I don't want to take the flu shot. They say, if you don't take the flu shot, okay, we're going to, and they're doing this already, we're listing this on your record, and we're going to inform your health insurance company, and you're going to lose your health insurance. So what they're doing is...
So it's going to be all color of law coercion.
Yes, totally. So it's like fascist health care. Okay, now, everyone is afraid they're going to get sick, okay, and rightfully so, with what the situation on the earth today. And so they're very, very much afraid of losing their health insurance. So they're using that kind of leverage that if you don't get this shot, so, hey, listen, if they can inject, you know, all the children with 22 vaccines by the time they're 2 years old, why not inject the grown-ups?
Well, that's new freedom, forced psychological testing, forced drugging.
When we get back, I'll talk about that. That's my big issue.
sure. And then, of course, their own documents out of Ohio, when one of their own people quit and released it, said the drug company bragged, yeah, we wrote up this whole plan. We'll get half the kids on drugs with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's openly a business plan, just openly to force you to take their Prozac. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The new documentary, Loose Change 2, a great 9/11 video exposing government involvement. And Dylan Avery was gracious enough to, well, we're carrying it. We bought a bunch from him. And we have hard copies of that on DVD only, available at Infowars.com. But we also have it up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Got it up there yesterday. All of my films, a bunch of other great documentaries, my weekly TV reports, video interviews in studio here of the radio show. My book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day. You can go for $5.95 a month, get a monthly membership, download, burn everything to disk, and then not have a membership anymore. I mean, our goal is just get the material out. So you can be an activist right now, saying Australia, Japan, Germany, South Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Canada. Just start downloading now. You know, we have a lot of trouble getting my videos into Canada. Real secret police up there. Russia's easier. Well, what's to stop you up there while you still can getting a membership and just downloading it all and burning it all to DVD or CD and giving it to people? PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or 1-888-253-3139 to get the films. Okay, co-founder of ProgressiveConvergence.com, director of the National Coalition of Organized Women, And she's doing a great job all over the map fighting all this tyranny. Nothing to do with terrorists, just big companies come lobby and say, force him to take 35 vaccines a year. They want to, and then up to 40 vaccines. We want to make adults take it. If you don't give your kid a vaccine and they get sick anywhere down the line, we're going to criminally charge you. Then we have all the studies and reports of vaccines killing people, so the government says, we'll just give you total blanket liability protection. And then we've got New Freedom. But before we get into New Freedom that passed last year and now being implemented at the state level, Eileen, you've got some great analysis on this this Iowa situation where they're going after religious freedoms and trying to force vaccination and a bunch of other stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was at the hearing yesterday, and pitted against the Christian Scientists and myself and a few others was the AMA and the American Pediatrics and blah, 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 blah. I can say this to anybody who's listening who might be having this in their own state where they're actually trying to take out the religious exemptions, is to take the tact of constitutional freedom, freedom of religion. That's the only thing that works. As much as we like to say, you know, there's been hundreds and thousands of deaths, but death by medicine, the only thing that appears to work is the idea that what we call the freedom of religion.
The government's own number is 350 plus thousand a year by malpractice, hundreds of times the death rate from guns, many times the rate from automobile accidents. And I'm not even knocking doctors. It's just that the system itself is so riddled with fraud. And look, if somebody's got a broken leg, a compound fracture, and the Christian Scientist parents don't want to get it mended, I think that's weird, and I almost lean on letting the local sheriff come grab the kid and fix the leg. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. These vaccines are so deadly on the face of it, government's so corrupt throughout history, I'm against the government having the power.
Right. Well, the thing is that when we what we call the freedom of religion clause in the Bill of Rights, which we'd like to honor, is really an expression of a much deeper principle, and that is freedom of conscience. You know, we have to respect the individual. So freedom of conscience is one of the founding principles of our democracy. And hey, our democracy was founded on freedom of religion, and they have the nerve to say that we can't have a religious excuse not to take this garbage?
Well, I mean, imagine telling the founding fathers that, you know, you have to inject your children with things. I mean, the republic is not about that. But I mean, specifically, you were there at the state hearing. Tell them what they're trying to do, and this is happening all over the country.
What they're trying to do is that they in the Iowa criminal code there is this religious exemption, and what they're trying to do is take it out, which means basically that if a child dies under your parents' care, the parents will be automatically taken up for criminal charges if they did not give the child quote-unquote appropriate treatment.
And then these private industries write what appropriate treatment is, and that's 35, 40 vaccines. But let me add this.
Right.
I have the federal government Health and Human Services own numbers from 2002. I haven't looked them up since then, but I'm told it's gotten worse with everything else. Do you know how many times more likely you are to die in government foster care custody? Five times more likely in government foster care than in the parents' care. So who are they, five times worse on average than us, to be saying they set the parameters?
Yeah, and there's only like, they can't even find how many people die on natural medicines. They can't even find the statistics. There's like one, you know, compared to all those kind of deaths. And it's like, okay, you're going to take this person up for criminal charges, but who, are you going to take the AMA and the doctor and the parent who gives their child appropriate medical care and the kid is dead in the water? Are you going to charge
We've proven sudden fetal death syndrome, and then they blame the parents for shaking the baby. They've directly linked it in a whole bunch of post-mortem autopsies that the little kid has a reaction to mercury, dies in their crib, and then the cops come and arrest you when the government killed your kid.
Exactly. I spend a lot of time in Washington with the vaccine specialists in the know who have kind of crossed the line on our side, you know, and who have been spending a lot of time for many, many, many years with the CDC. Now, I got a breaking news for you, Alex, something that you haven't ever heard before.
Okay.
Okay. You know, of course, of the 20 years that the Centers for Disease Control, you know, has actually injected directly into our bloodstream, 20 years so far, to kids between the ages of 12 hours old and 2 years old, at least 22 vaccines, 15 of which have high, high levels of mercury, okay? Now, we know that this atrocity, this epidemic of ADHD, ADD, AD, is caused by...
By the way, that isn't Eileen Daneman's opinion. The CDC documents got released 2 years ago by a congressional subpoena of Dan Burton, and in the minutes they said, we have brain damaged millions. I will not give my granddaughter, this is the head of the CDC, but we've got to cover this up.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's now, an exact quote.
Dig with the cover up. This is the thing, okay? So they're covering up, okay? And this is all documented on my website, on vaccine info, you name it, it's all documented. Okay, what the cover up is here, let me just read this here to you because I wrote it so well, okay? Anyway, of course, this has caused untold damage to the entire generation. Now, because the CDC will not admit to their culpability for fear of legal action, but yet they're reducing the mercury out. Why? You ask them, well, how come if it's not a problem, are you reducing it out? And they say, oh, well, precautionary principle. Well, why all of a sudden is there a precautionary principle? So meanwhile, they're reducing it out, but they won't admit that it's a problem. So therefore, parents can say, hey, what's the matter with my kid? It's a little personality dysfunction. The kid can't cope. Oh, there's something wrong with the kid. Okay, so fine. Now, what's happening is this, in the deep, dark, of the CDC with conversation between some people I know and some people I know, is that the CDC knows that in 2008 to 2014, there's going to be a peak crisis of these children who have been injected with the mercury. Now, these children are very aggressive. It's not like, you know, idiot savant, Dustin Hoffman gentleness. It's very aggressive. Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer has found out that testosterone levels are very, very high with these children, and they're very, very aggressive. So the CDC knows that between 2008 and 2014, there will be a big, big crisis. So what they're doing is they are implementing this teen screen, a new Freedom Commission, because it's a secondary cover-up. They are seeking the damaged children so that they can dumb them down with Paxil, Prozac, Ritalin, Adderall, you name it, so that they can get through this crisis.
Well, I've heard that, but I think that may be a shill and then a shill, but that is an interesting new angle. And you've heard that from people inside the CDC?
I've heard it from people talking inside the CDC to people outside the CDC.
Let me just give people the official government numbers. 24 years ago, 1 in 25,000 children was autistic. Now it's 1 in 166 in 04 numbers. 05 numbers are about to come out. They always come out a year late. And it looks like it's going to be a 1 in 65, and that's not over diagnosis. I mean, these are kids who are gone. I went on vacation last week. I just went down to the beach. And from there, I went down to Mexico. But I was down in Galveston, and I'm just sitting there in the hot tub. And there's this lady with her kids there at the pool. And she's and her husband's this big comptroller for A&M, and they're on vacation. And and she's sitting there real nice. And I noticed one of her kids is autistic. And I said, when did your son become autistic? And she said, it's the same story always. Oh, he was just fine, just talking, giggling, running, laughing. And we went in. And when he was 18 months old, it just one day, it just started after a doctor's visit. I said, oh, so he got his last round of vaccines, and then it happened a day later? And she said, yes. And now all he does is sit there and twiddle his fingers in front of his face, which they knew 100 years ago as mercury poisoning. And she said, yeah, I'm part of the, you know, big autism group, and yeah, well, they all say it's that now. And now at public schools, where 20 years ago there wasn't one autistic kid in the whole city, now in major high schools, there are whole rooms per grade of these kids. And imagine when it's 1 in 60. And I mean, just imagine. And they know. And by the way, you know they didn't really take the mercury out of the vaccines.
I know that. It's been quote-unquote reduced. The Gerberding, you know, the CDC director, I saw her at a hearing. She actually said, full-fledged, this is a totally fraud. She said this, we have removed thimerosal as a preservative in all children's vaccines. This is in a hearing. Now, what does that mean to you, most people? We have removed thimerosal as a preservative in all children's vaccines.
Now they're calling it a stabilizer.
No, exactly. The caveat is we have removed thimerosal as a preservative, but it's still in there.
Well, I even have an Associated Press report about that. Did you know in some vaccines they actually increase the level? In the flu shot, they went to 250 times safe level. Like, you guys don't want to take your shot? You think you're going to escape? Increase the level!
Well, you know what the conspiracy consciousness about that one is that in California now, that when they reduced the dimethylamidazole, and I do say reduced, okay, it is in the trace minerals, and I've been following all the and helping all the laws in all the states, which they play us like fiddles, by the way. What they did in Illinois, for instance, and they didn't show me the bill before I went, and so therefore I couldn't alert them to it, but they put this little DOD caveat. You know, the DOD caveat with the BioShield bill, they have this new little thing they run with, and that is, if it's a potential emergency, not even emergency, if it's a potential emergency, we're allowed to inject every human being, you know, men, women, and children.
A threat of a threat. That's page 7.
Now, in Illinois, in the Mercury bill that passed, the American Pediatric Association and the powers that be, they just let us get what we want, what they think we should have, you know. And what they put in there was this emergency thing. So in Illinois, actually, prior to the passage of the bill, the health, a megaplex there actually had planned already in a memo in the meetings, had already planned to execute that clause and call an emergency. And they did that. And the emergency, what the emergency was? The emergency was, we don't have enough vaccines. What kind of emergency is that?
Well, I mean, the whole government's run by, quote, emergencies. So I just want the cops listening. You know, you serve this government, you serve this system, you trust your leaders. Okay, don't listen to me. You got a good chance. You give that little girl that's on the way, that little boy on the way, you go ahead and give them the shots, and then watch when they hit 18 months and it builds up to critical mass up to the third round, and say bye to your son and daughter. And then I want you to remember I warned you that I was your friend, and I want you to know that it's your government, that's your God, that you worship, that did this to you. And I'm sorry, Eileen, I'll tell you, the government's doing this on purpose. This is all the DU, the Mercury, it is all done because these Nazis love to hurt us, and they love to hurt us into their hospitals.
And they want to keep their jobs. Well, they'll do anything to keep their jobs.
Well, Aldous Huxley, who was a big globalist, wrote Brave New World, and he gave a speech in 1962 at Berkeley saying that everything he wrote in that book is what the government was planning to do.
Yeah.
And in it, they would poison certain classes of children to make them dumb.
Yep. And, putting in the consciousness here that the Teen Screen Program, the New Freedom Commission, is actually a secondary cover-up, okay? And that they're seeking to find these children, to isolate them, to dumb them down. And I want to just tell your audience, we probably already know, about the effect of the Ritalin, the Adderall, the Zoloft, the Paxil, the Zyprexa, the Zyprexa, the Luvox. So just to give you a few little examples, Chris Pittman, you know, age 12, was on Zoloft when he killed his grandparents and burned down their house. Eric Harris of the Columbine School.
We've never seen a mass shooting. Kip Kinkle, the kid up in Minnesota, we've never seen one where they weren't on it.
Exactly. How about that Leslie Demenuk, the one who accused of killing her four-year-old twins? She had been taking Zoloft.
What about the woman that drowned her four kids in Houston?
Yeah, same.
Or the woman in Fort Worth that cut the toddler's arms off? I've never seen it where they weren't on it.
Well, yeah, what's up with that? You know, and the thing is, this is what it does. When you take these drugs, people have to know what it really does, because I actually saw this happen.
The molecule is an LSD molecule with a few other molecules added. It puts you into a mesmerized state.
Exactly. And who patented the LSD? Who?
CIA.
Eli Lilly created that. Eli Lilly patented it in 1957. They created and patented LSD. It came from Abby Hoffman's wife, who was doing agricultural research. LSD, yeah, right. Did you know that?
By the way, I want cops to know this who are listening, because I want to convince you guys. I want you to go online and just type molecule of hallucinogens, and you'll see different molecules of peyote, different molecules of LSD, molecules of mescaline, psilocybin, mushrooms, and then molecule of serotonin reuptake inhibitor Paxil. And look at it, and look, it's classified as an hallucinogenic psychotropic.
Yeah, and tell them to go to the movies, too, and see Jacob's Ladder. You know what? You know that movie with Tim Robbins in it?
Yeah, they admittedly tested that stuff on the troops.
Yeah. But anyway,
of course, they threw Olson out the window. Well, I mean, where does it all go? These people are just totally psychopathic, and
we've got to start trusting ourselves. I mean, they're using our public schools now. This is the Teen Screen Program. The New Freedom Commission are using our public schools to seek out these children and to use it as a marketing tool for Big Pharma.
Well, remember, that's not your opinion. Two years ago, one of their execs up in Ohio got mad, had a conscience, released their own corporate minutes where they were laughing, going, we're going to go from 10% of kids on this to half.
But now we're going to go to the adults. This whole thing with what's going on with this 368 that's going on. Now, I haven't investigated yet. I'm on the throes of it. If whether this, there's this thing called American Legislative Council, ALEC, in Washington, D.C., A-L-E-C, American Legislative.
Yeah, they write the main legislation template, then lobby the states to pass it.
Exactly.
I've seen it all over the country.
Yeah.
Now, what you said, if you want insurance, you want anything, you got to take all this stuff. It's not a law. You just got to do it.
Yeah. Because, and they're doing fear thing. You know, it's basically fear. If you don't take it, you lose your health insurance coverage. Now, Bush said last night that you know, we have to take self-responsibility, you know, we have to pay for everything, right? Social Security, we have to pay, you know, we have to lose our own money. Like we feel a little safe that they have Social Security and that they know the players, you know, and they know Greenspan, they know what's going on, so we feel safe that we're going to get some Social Security at the end of it that we don't have to worry about. Now they want to do the IRA thing like this, and they want to do the Social Security thing like this, and now they want to do the health thing like this, that we pay for our own health insurance, but they're going to tell us what to do. You're going to pay for your own health insurance? You're going to take responsibility? Yes, but you can't choose what kind of health care system you want. You can't choose.
No, it's pure fascism. It's just like giving Halliburton
healthcare.
Just like giving Halliburton the camps.
Yeah.
They just say, you're going to do this.
That's about the quarantining, huh, of the pandemic flu?
They're just saying we're building camps.
Doing it for what? Right.
Just because we love you. We're the government, and we're building camps right now. Everything's fine, and Al-Qaeda may get you any minute. But that's what privatization is. It's we're going to tell you what to do with your money. You're going to give it to our cronies. They're all a bunch of crooks like Abramoff. They're just a bunch of crooks, a bunch of dirty, murdering crooks.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm totally overwhelmed here. I got all these emails and instant messages coming in by the hundreds. I've got Eileen Daneman here. I want to get back on the show sometime. I promised I'd go to these two final calls from Bertrand and Evelyn. So we're going to go to you. Eileen, I've got to get you back up in the future because we're both frantic on air and everything you're talking about is documented. I'm finishing your sentences, you're finishing mine.
Yeah.
It's because we've never talked before. It's because this is what's really going on.
Uh-huh.
It is diabolical. In closing, any other key things real fast we need to be aware of?
No, you're covering the whole nine yards. Have people go to my website for the documentation, progressiveconvergence.com, and if you haven't had Ken Kramer on from the psych search, you should. That's a teen screen thing, and you're covering all the bases, and thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on, and God bless and Godspeed. Take care.
You
bet. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Bertrand in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, it's a privilege. And
oh, please dispense with that. I mean, I'm honored that you called us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say a couple of things here and get your opinion. You said earlier in the show that you like to study history, right?
Somewhat, yes. I mean, it's so big, nobody can know all the history, but I know just a little bit.
Well, you know, I really respect your work, but I personally believe that there's a big piece of the puzzle that you just haven't figured out yet. But anyways, I really highly recommend you read a book by an American historian by the name of Leo H. Lehman. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. The book was published in 1942. It's entitled Behind the Dictators. And
I think I've heard of that book.
Yeah, you need to read that because it makes a connection that I just don't think you figured out yet. And I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, real fast. The show's about to end.
Before you hang up on me. You believe that the suppressed historical evidence that the Vatican is responsible for...
You know, I said first callers today, and you used a fake name. Thanks for the call. You called, what was it, Friday or was it yesterday? Thank you for the call, sir. I don't understand why we can't let new callers call. That's not fair. You know, I don't screen what you can say on the show, but it gets old, sir. Let's talk to Evelyn. Evelyn, you're our last caller from South Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Do you come on the radio in South Carolina?
I do not have an affiliate in South Carolina. You have to listen on the Internet or shortwave.
Okay, but I've got four tapes that someone gave me, but then they called and wanted back some more, so I'm going to have to order some more. And I'm putting the message up because this is the warning. We got to warn just like Noah did. If they don't believe, we still got to warn. And we cannot be afraid just like Daniel wasn't afraid to do what he believed in doing. We have to stand for the truth. And that's what I want to say. And I want you to help me to help warn the people because I can't afford to pay all this money for all this stuff, you know. But I got to get it out, and I'm getting some of it out now, these four videos, and I'm putting more DVDs in them places.
Good, but good. Well, you know, join
me. I'm coming back to get them tomorrow, so now I got to get some more. So the day I call your place, and they have four on the blowout special, American Dictator, and Martial Law, Dark Secret, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to be putting the money order in because I don't believe in this system. This system is not right. I'm politically incorrect, but I'm politically correct just like Noah was, and you are too.
I hear you, ma'am, and it's good to have you on board with us from South Carolina, Evelyn. Listen, we let people make copies of the videos for nonprofit educational purposes. I also let you download it all up the website. A lot of it's there for free. We can't give it all away for free, and I'm honored that you're going to buy them and support us. But frankly, if I saw you on the street, I'd just give you the videos. But join with a few of your friends. You guys get together and say, just get Martial Law, one video, and then make copies of that. If people like you, Evelyn, stand up, the New World Order doesn't have a prayer. Take care. Good hearing from you. I'm sorry that we're out of time. And as for the caller before, Bertrand, with the fake name, you know, when I say first-time callers or people who haven't called in a while, I mean it, because people who are first-time callers never get a chance to call in because some people try to monopolize that. I'd be more than happy to battle it out with you about who the real boogeyman is in the New World Order, but you need to call on the days when we have open lines. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.